Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the Evening Mass of the Lord's Supper, 2017.
Everyone loves to receive a gift. Getting presents is one of the best parts of Christmas, the part that kids and adults enjoy the most. And even once we grow up, everyone still loves to receive a gift. And the funny thing is that sometimes the gifts that mean the most to us aren't always the most expensive or valuable gifts, but the gifts that mean the most to us are the gifts that are given to us with great love. Sure, it's nice to receive a prize or an award from our employer or something like that, but a gift from one of our children or a gift from a spouse is worth 100 times more than anything like that. And why is that? What is it about enjoying, what is it about receiving gifts that we enjoy so much? Well, think back to the last gift you received that really meant a lot to you. It probably wasn't an award from an organization or anything like that, but it was probably a gift from a loved one, from someone who meant something to you. You see, we enjoy receiving gifts so much because of what a gift says. A gift says volumes to someone. Giving someone a gift is how you tell them, I love you, or you mean so much to me. All of this is said to someone when we give them a gift. Also, great gift givers know how to give the perfect gift. Think about how much it means to receive just the perfect gift, a gift that you know was thoughtfully chosen, a gift that was chosen with us in mind. I mean, anyone can buy you a gift card to Amazon.com, but only your child can write you a Happy Father's Day or a Happy Mother's Day note that means the world. Yes, we love to receive gifts because gifts say, I love you. And especially, we love thoughtful gifts. Keeping that in mind is how to understand what happens at every Mass that we go to. It's so easy to slip into thinking that Mass is something that we do. We can think, how does Mass happen? Well, you know, I get the kids in the car, Father puts on the fancy robes, he prays, and then we shake his hand and go home. And that's what Mass is. And sure, all those things are part of what makes up Sunday. But you see, the Mass, it's not really something that we do. The Mass is something that Jesus does, which means the Mass is a gift. The Mass itself is a gift. The Mass isn't just something that we plan, organize, and execute. No, the Mass is something that Jesus does. After all, it's Jesus who put faith into your hearts in the first place. It is Jesus who stands before you every Sunday in the person of Father Arnold. And most of all, on this holy night, the Church throughout the world remembers that it is Jesus who gives us the Eucharist, his body and his blood. Tonight we remember the Last Supper, which was the first Mass, and also the night that Jesus gave us the gift of the priesthood, which you experience primarily in the person of Father Arnold. At every Mass, we have the great privilege of receiving the Holy Eucharist. At every Mass, think about this, at every Mass that we go to, Jesus is just as present in the Eucharist as if we had been at the Last Supper ourselves. And what a perfect gift the Eucharist is. It is the most thoughtful, perfect, and helpful gift we could ever receive. You see, Jesus knows how weak we all are and how much we need his grace to avoid sin and to follow him. And so, in response to our need, Jesus has given us food for our souls, food for our spiritual lives. And that's what the Eucharist is, huh? I mean, that's why the Eucharist is under the form of bread, to remind us that the Eucharist is food, but food for our faith, food for our souls, you might say. And what an incredible food it is. For the Eucharist, it's not just a symbol, it's not just a reminder, but it's Jesus Christ himself. Just as I'm standing here and you are sitting there, so is Jesus present in the Eucharist. And make no mistake, Jesus called the Eucharist his body and his blood, as we just heard in the second reading. This is the ancient faith of Christians, and this is our faith as well. And Jesus knows how much we need his grace. And so we can receive communion not just once in a lifetime, not just once a year, but every Sunday, or even every day. And what's most incredible of all is that Jesus didn't have to do any of this. Jesus didn't owe us the Mass. He doesn't owe us the Eucharist. He doesn't owe us the priesthood in the slightest. Jesus didn't give us the Eucharist because he had to. He gave us the Eucharist because he wanted to. And that's why the Eucharist is a gift, the perfect gift. And like all good gifts, the Eucharist is a sign of love, of Jesus' love for us. The Eucharist is how Jesus says to each of us, I love you, my son, my daughter. You mean so much to me. Jesus says these words to us every time he gives us the Eucharist. And if the Eucharist, if that gift to us is so good, how good must be the God who gives it to us? St. John Vianney said, and this is an incredible quote, St. John Vianney said, there is nothing so great as the Eucharist. If God had something more precious, he would have given it to us. Tomorrow, on Good Friday, we will see the love that God has for us in the shape of the cross. But tonight, we see God's love for us in the intimacy of the upper room, where Jesus has gathered us, his disciples, for a meal. And here, in the upper room, Jesus shows his love for us by a curious gesture, by washing our feet in the person of the priest. And I think that Jesus washes our feet as a sign that it's okay to show Jesus what we might be embarrassed of or what we think other people won't like, and that he's willing to wash us, to wash away our wounds, to wash away our sins. Yes, he invites us to love others that way, but tonight we remember that first, he loves us that way. The God of the universe washes our feet. And as now we enter once more into this holy Mass, what shall we say, my friends? What can we do but thank Jesus with all of our hearts for what he has done for us, for what he will do for us tonight? What can we do but thank him? For any thanks, any praise that we would offer to him, he first gave to us. It is Jesus who gave us tongues to sing his praise. It is Jesus who gives us hearts to love him. And what does he ask in return for all this? But that we would love him with all our minds and all our hearts, all our souls. Yes, you see, in return for love, all that Jesus wants from us is love.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.